我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，感谢你是那位创造宇宙万物的主。
Father God, we thank you that you're the creator of the universe.
你给我们这么美好的一个地球，让我们可以存活。
Thank you for giving us such a beautiful earth so that we can live.
主说，我们要感谢你为我们流出你的宝血来救赎我们。
Jesus, we thank you for shedding your blood to save us.
并且你也给我们分享你的国度的荣耀。
And that you allow us to share in the glory of your, to share in your glory.
圣灵，我们感谢你，因为你愿意与我们同住。
And we thank you for your
Holy Spirit.
For giving us the Spirit to be with us.
说能够靠着你的力量来继续为主耶稣来做见证。
So that we could depend on God's Holy Spirit's strength to continue to live.
我们祷告感谢，奉耶稣的名。
We thank all this in the name of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
今天特别跟大家分享的题目是教会，我们信徒属灵的家。
Today we'd like to share with you about the church, which is the spiritual home of believers.
我们从三个点来思想这个题目。
We'll think about this topic from three parts.
第一就是我们自己的家庭。
First is our own home.
我们在这个家庭里面被爱跟培养。
In this home, we are being loved and we are being nurtured.
我们先从这里面来思想。
Let's think about this from this point of view.
我跟大家分享的是我的家，我的第一个家就是我自己的家哈。
Reverend Ting would like to share about his first home, his own home.
那你知道我是从哪里来哈？
We all know where Reverend Tim comes from.
我的家呢是靠近达浩的家哈，达浩的家。Sarawak and Sabah.
He lives in Sarawak, where Sarawak's hometown is in Sabah.
那这个地方叫做米里。
And the place he lives in is called Miri.
但是我住的是一个比较小的地方叫 Marudi.
But he lives in a smaller place called Marudi.
那么这个地方现在很出名的就是有这个 Mamuru 是旅游的地方。
And now they have this place called Gunung Mulu, which is a tourist resort.
它是一个很大的山洞。
There's a big cave there.
如果你到沙拉越，你就会进这个山洞。
If you go to Sarawak, you will visit this cave.
如果你到沙巴呢，你就会爬那个很高的山。
And if you go to Sabah, you will climb the very tall mountain.
叫做 Kota Kinabalu 哈。
Kota Kinabalu。
那我小时候住在这个地方呢，是离开我小镇这个马鲁地呢。还要坐车半个小时的那个地方。
In his hometown, he needs to travel half an hour to go to Marudi.
今天来讲是用半个小时。我小时候呢是要一天的时间哈。
When he was young, he had to travel one day, but nowadays half an hour will do.
在里面是我们拥有很大的地。
They possess a big piece of land.
十多亩的地是种很多塑胶园，塑胶。
About 10 over acres, they planted a lot of rubber trees.
那么小时候住的地方呢，就是你喜欢吃什么就可以种什么。
And one good thing is that whatever you like to eat, you can plant it.
所以这种榴莲呢香蕉啊红毛丹啊什么都有
and so whatever that you like durian, rambutan, bananas all they have that
在我们那边呢地是很便宜这边就很贵
and in their hometown the land is cheap not like here is very expensive
那我的家庭呢是有十个兄弟姐妹
and there are 10 brothers and sisters in his family
那么跟今天的家庭比较是算是很算是大的家庭
and compared to the family we have nowadays is considered to be a very big family
但是在我父亲的时代大家都是一样的
but in his father's days everybody is like that
都是有很多的弟兄姐妹
every family is quite big
那我父亲呢是经常就是要进到牧山里面去工作赚钱
and his father has to go into the timber forest to make his living
我父亲十五岁就从中国来到南洋
his father came to Singapore when he was 15 years of age
所以他是靠着非常勤劳的工作来开始这个家庭
so heworked very hard to raise his family
他身体很壮哈好像大力士这样很壮都是肌肉
his father is very healthy very muscular
他很勤我感觉就是他很勤奋的工作然后他对人也很慈爱
Reverend Ting felt that his father is a hardworking man and a very generous person.
所以很多时候朋友会跟他借钱。
And so often his friends will borrow money from him.
那么我们中国的亲戚也会写信来要钱。
Even relatives from China would write to ask him for money.
那通常我父亲都会给，然后我母亲就会念他。
And normally, his father will give the money, and then the mother will start to nag at him.
那我父亲是读一年的书。
His father only had 1 year of study.
我母亲就没有读书。
But his mother did not study at all.
但我从我母亲身上学习一些功课是我不会忘记。
But from his mother, he learned some lessons which he will never forget.
就是就是易诺千，就是你说话就要算话。
说话就要。The first lesson he learned was that if you say something, you must keep to your word.
Keep your promise.
If you promise something, you must keep to your promise.
那我记得有一次我跟一个朋友买一个东西是放那个电视啊电视架啊。
There was once he wanted to buy a TV console from a friend.
因为那个电视架呢是很漂亮哈，是金光闪闪的。
He saw that the TV console was very pretty, was shining.
但是我说现在我没有钱，等我有钱了之后呢，我就还给你。
But he told his friend, I do not have the money now. When I have the money, I will pay you.
过了两三个月之后，我有钱的时候呢，那个东西已经坏了哈，这个颜色已经变了。
But after a few months when he had the money, he saw that the TV console is became rusty, not shiny anymore.
所以我就想，这一定是我的朋友骗我的。
And so he felt cheated by his friend.
所以我就想不要了。
And so he had a mind not to have it.
不是很甘愿要还这些钱。
He was not very willing to pay for this thing.
当时候我妈就跟我讲说，你已经答应他，这个东西就是你的。
But at the time, his mother told him, "You have already promised your friend, so this thing is yours."
所以我就要乖乖的把钱还给这个朋友。
And so he obediently paid his friend the money.
我的经历里面，就是我的家庭父母没有特别的给我什么特别的说教。
He felt that in his family, his parents did not preach to him.
但是他们的价值观就是透过他们的活出来啊，他们给我看见。
But they
standard.
But they lift out the values that they have so that Reverend Ting can see through their example.
那么就是我很自然的就接受他们的价值观。
And so he very very
naturally
he accepted their values.
那我十七岁信主之后呢，我就有第二个家。
At 17 years of age, he accepted Christ and he had a second home.
那我的第二个家就是教会。
His second home is the church.
我在中学的时候信主的时候呢，我们刚好都住在教会的附近。
And when he accepted Christ in his secondary school days, they lived near the church.
那我感觉我们这群年轻人呢，差不多每天都是在教会里面。
And this group of young people were in the church every day.
我们也正在准备考试，所以温习功课全部在教会里面。
And as they were preparing for their exams, they were all studying in the church.
然后我们在教会一起玩打球呢，还是玩什么都会聚集在一起。
And they will play games together. They will study together, all in the church.
所以教会就很自然的成为我们的家。
And so the church naturally became their home.
那我这个家呢，弟兄姐妹就更多了。
And in this second home, he had more brothers and sisters.
啊，我们有一百多位会友。
They had more than 100 members.
我们的教会叫做SIB 哈，如果有人在沙勒就会听到 SIB 教会哈。
So his church is called SIB.
那么我在这个教会里面呢，是属于土族部的教会里面开华文部。
And in this church, he belonged to this the natives started the church with, and he attended the Chinese service.
我还没有来教会的时候呢，我们是福州人跟福建人是没有讲话的。
Before he came to the church, the Hokkiens and the Fuzhous do not communicate.
海南人跟福建人是没有讲话的。
And the Hainanese also do not communicate with the Hokkien.
在一个小镇里面，我们有海南公会、有福州公会、有福建公会，很多不同的公会。
And in their hometown, they have a few associations: the Fuzhou, the Hokkien, and the Hainanese association.
一般我们讲话都是用我们的方言，所以我们也不大会讲华语。
And so normally they will communicate in their dialects, so they do not know how to speak in Mandarin.
所以就有很多的误会。
And so a lot of because of miscommunication, a lot of differences will arise.
但是在教会里面呢，有福州人、有客家人、有广东人，所有的人都在一起。
But in the church, people of all different dialects will come together.
所以这个是我信主后我觉得一个很大的家庭，很不同的家庭。
And so after he became a believer, he was in this big family and he felt there's a big difference.
还有这个家庭，我们还要跟土族这个弟兄姐妹讲话。
And they also have to communicate with the natives.
而且我们看见他们信主之后，他们真的是跟我们一样。
And he saw that after they have believed in Christ, they became like one of them.
我看见神在他们身上的工作是很奇妙。
He saw that the work of God is very miraculous in their lives.
在这本书就是罪在黎明，就是早上起来就开始罪的这个民族哈。
This tribe.In the morning when they wake up, they will drink until they are drunk.
所以当这些这个 Australia 这个欧洲的宣教士来跟他们传福音的时候呢，他们的生命改变了。
But after the Western missionaries came to preach to them, their lives changed.
他们现在的生活比我们华人更好。
But and nowadays.Their lives are even better than the Chinese.
所以我这个第二个家庭里面学习到，就是看到上帝的爱可以改变这么多的人。
And so in his second home, he saw that the love of God could change so many lives.
我的第一个感觉是，我希望把这个爱带回我的家，让我家里每个人都拥有。
And he hoped to share this love with his own family so that all of them will be changed as well.
那我刚才讲过，我有十个兄弟姐妹，对吧？
He had 10 brothers and sisters.
那感谢主，就是我们现在大部分都信主了。
And he thanked the Lord that most of them are Christians.
我还有一个大哥还没有信主。
He still has an elder brother who is still an unbeliever.
但是我们看见神的祝福。
But he can see the blessing of God.
那这是我的第一个家的经历哈，这个家的经历。
So this is his experience with the home.
我们讲。第二个的题目，第二个讲题是，家是一个不完美的地方。
And the second part is, he feels that the home is not a perfect place.
任何一个家都有它不完美的地方。
Every home has its imperfections.
因此，这个家需要饶恕，需要不断的饶恕，也需要不断的付出爱。
And so this home needs a lot of constant love and forgiveness.
我的家也有许多不完美。
He felt that in his own home there are also many imperfections.
我有两个姐姐的婚姻不完美。
His two elder sisters' marriage is not very good.
不过到后期就改善了。
But it became better towards the later part.
所以我小时候经常听我母亲讲这两个姐姐呢，她一边讲就一边哭。
And when he was young, when he listened to his mom talk about the marriage of his two elder sisters, the mom will cry over it.
那我妈妈呢，跟我的嫂嫂呢又合不来。
And his mom also does not get along well with his sister-in-law.
我的三哥呢是本来是一个彩虹师呢，但是他觉得赚钱太慢，他就跑到木山去驾木山的车。
And his third brother, initially he was a tailor, but he felt that it's very difficult to earn much money from being a tailor, so he went to the timber forest to drive the big truck.
所以我们都很担心啊，都很担心他的的安全。
And this caused much worry to the family.
然后我的四哥呢，他后来就信了佛教。
And his fourth brother later believed in Buddhism.
这个佛教呢是就是相信天上有一个老母，然后老母就派下这个穆罕这个什么孔子啊、老子啊，还有耶稣啊，这个穆罕默德都是他的孩子。
And in this belief.They believe that in heaven there is a old granny, and this old granny sent her sons to the earth, sent people like Muhammad, Gandhi, Jesus, and the Lao Tzu and all those people to come to save the earth.
所以我们就会因为宗教的不同呢，我们也有一些的不愉快的事情。
And because of the big gap in our religious beliefs, Many a times there are very unhappiness will occur.
不过在我们这个团圆饭的时候，我们还是在一起吃饭。
But during reunions, they will still eat together as a family.
我哥哥这个信佛教，他是不吃肉的，所以他就煮一些他们的素食来请我们吃。
And because this brother does not eat meat, they will cook some vegetarian dishes to eat.
所以一个这样的家庭，我们需要很多的包容。
And in this kind of family, we need a lot of 包容。
包容一下。
A lot. It's like you have to forgive and give and take 啦。
当我们看圣经，我们就看到 罗这个亚伯拉罕跟罗德他们也经历这样的一个类似的故事。
And so when we look at Abraham and Lot, we see that this kind of story also happened between them.
那么我们知道亚伯拉罕跟罗德他们在比较穷困的时候，他们都没有问题。
And we see that when Abraham and Lot they were when they have they do not possess much, they do not have much problem also.
所以当他们有很多牛羊的时候呢，他们就开始不和了。
But when their sheep and cattle grew in numbers, they started to be, you know. Not so harmonious.
所以这个亚伯拉罕就对他的侄子说我们是亲人，我们不可以这样。所以我们做个选择，你向东我就向西。
And so Abraham told Lot, we are one family, so we should not be quarreling over this. So now I let you have a choice. If you go to the east, I will go to the west.
然后亚伯拉罕还说我让你先选啊，让你先选。
Abraham gave Lot the priority to choose.
所以罗德一看到前面那个美地哈，这个平原啊，他就全部选了。
And so when Lot saw that the plain of this Jordan it was very good, so he chose that piece of land.
啊，他的眼光是很准确的，就选了那个肥美的地。
And so he chose for himself that good piece of land.
亚伯拉罕就接受了，然后他就选择那些不好的地。
And so Abraham went to the other side, which is not a very good piece of land.
过了不久呢，这个罗德发生事情了，因为他很多牛羊，然后引起那些强盗的注意，然后就打抢他，把他牛羊也带走哈，把人也带走了。
So after some time, because Lot had a lot of sheep and cattle, so the robbers came to rob him of this and carry off all his possessions and even his family.
这是我们看见亚伯拉罕他就带380人去把罗德救出来。
And the Bible recorded that Abraham brought 380 people to rescue Lot.
我从来不知道亚伯拉罕也是另外一个叶问哈，他很会打架，很会打斗的。
And Reverend Ting said he didn't realize that Abraham is a good fighter.
最重要一点就是亚伯拉罕这里显示的他的胸怀是很大的。
Here we see that Abraham has a big heart.
虽然他的侄儿不是很好，对他不是很好，可是他没有怀恨啊。
Although Lot wasn't very good to him, he did not put that to heart.
所以他就给我们示范一个有胸襟的男人，他做事情是这样的来对待那些家里的人。
So he is an example of a man with a big heart, and his example to show us how he would treat his family.
所以虽然这个家人不是很好，但是他还是很用恩慈来对待他。
Although his family is not very good, but he still treated them with kindness and
Yeah, kindness. 所以这个不完美的家庭里面呢，需要有这样的一些人在这个家庭里面来平衡。
And so we see that in a home that is not perfect, we need this kind of people to make the home to be more perfect.
在一个不完美的家庭里面，更需要基督徒把你所从圣灵领受的那些果子来生在这个家庭里面。
And in this kind of imperfect home, we need Christians to grow their fruits of love and joy in the family.
那你的家人是第一个来尝到主恩的滋味。
So that your family will be the first to taste the goodness of God.
有一个云南的姐妹，她有这个特别的一个故事。
A sister from Yunnan, she has a very special story.
但她信主之后呢，她在这个工作单位呢就被人陷害，然后她就失去了工作。
In her workplace, she was being She was being framed, and then
lost her job, and
she lost her job.
那她在她的先生没有信主，所以就一直埋怨她，谁叫你去信耶稣哈、啊、
？And because her husband is not a believer, he will grumble at her and say things like, "Why do you want to believe in Christianity?"
那她也不知道为什么会发生这样的事情。
And she also does not know why this thing happened to her.
那这段时间呢，刚好她的家婆生病。
And at the time, her mother-in-law was also sick.
然后她家婆的孩子呢，每一个呢都是推来推去，没有人照顾她。
And the mother-in-law's other children would not want to take care of her.
所以她既然失业了，她就照顾这个家婆。
And because she was jobless at that time, she took it upon herself to look after her mother-in-law.
她过不久呢，她的小姑呢又生病。
And not long after, her sister-in-law also fell sick.
那她需要输血。
And she needed blood transfusion.
那刚好有一个宣教队来到那里呢，他们这些年轻人就很乐意捐血给她。
And at the time, it happened that a missionary group came, and then the young people were very willing to donate blood to her sister-in-law.
那过了几个月之后呢，这个家婆的身体也恢复健康了，这个小姑的病也好了啊，完全好了。
And after some time, the mother-in-law and the sister-in-law, their health went back to normal.
然后她的工作单位呢，知道她是被人陷害呢，现在又叫她回去工作了。
And her office people found out that she was framed and asked her to go back and work.
所以就看到上帝怎么样透过这个姐妹在家里面接触好的果子，然后看到家里人也能够信主。
And so through this sister's experience and how she was able to grow the fruit of the love, the fruit of the Holy Spirit in her family, and finally managed to bring her family to Christ.
所以我们可以分享，就是家也是我们确认上帝带领的地方。
And thirdly, we know that home is a place to confirm God's leadership.
我们看到罗德跟亚伯拉罕，他们离开沃尔城之后，他们到了其实他们走了很远的地方啊，然后才到这个啊 ，OK。
And we see that Abraham and Lot had to travel a long distance to reach this place.
在圣经里面只听说是神呼召亚伯拉罕离开乌尔哈，神带领他走到哪里是不是带领他前面的路。
And the Bible recorded that when God called Abraham, he didn't inform him where he's bringing him to. He just bring him out of Ur.
那么一向来都是神带领亚伯拉罕啊，神没有说带领罗德，罗德是跟亚伯拉罕在一起。
We always knew that God called Abraham, but God didn't call Lot. Lot was the one who followed Abraham.
这个罗德他跟亚伯拉罕走了这么远的路呢，到最后呢，他才跟亚伯拉罕分开哈。
So after Lot followed Abraham for a long journey, then he left Abraham.
那这段时间里面，这个罗德都没有认识到神的带领哈。
And during all this while, Lot didn't experience God's leading.
他是看到有钱的地方就带领他去那里哈。
And so he only based his decision on money. Where there is money, he will go.
然后亚伯拉罕还是让神带领他前面的道路。
Whereas Abraham continued to be led by God.
那我们就看见这两个人的结局是不一样。
And we see that the outcome of these two people is so different.
在神的家里面，我们也是要学习怎么样一起的确认神对我们的带领。
And so as a family in Christ, we need to confirm God's leadership for us.
我毕业的时候在1996年毕业的时候。
And Reverend Ding graduated in 1996.
因为我太多次毕业，所以要讲清楚了。我90年第一次毕业，第二次硕士班毕业是96年啊。所以96年毕业的时候，我的同学就跟我讲说，他要去一个教会服事，他先去找一个有先知恩赐的牧师，告诉他可不可去。
And when he graduated and was about to go into his pastoral work, he has a classmate who told him that he will go and look for a pastor who has this gift of prophecy.
我说我不是很流行这个哈。
Because this friend wants the pastor to prophesy which church he should go, but Reverend Ding do not think he need that.
我比较相信有需要的地方我就来，没有需要的地方我就走，是这样的。
From his point of view is that if this place needs him, then he will go. So he will not go to a place based on somebody's prophecy.
那我的朋友找这个先知预言的牧师呢，是也不是件坏事哈。他的确有对他有帮助哈。
But he felt that this classmate who seek the advice of this pastor who can prophesy, he think it's not a bad thing because.
他比较清楚。
Because then he will know, he'll be sure of his next step.
主要的是带出的是我们怎么确认神对我们的带领。
Most important thing is to know, to be confirmed of God's leading for us.
我们可以可能确认神的带领是一个比较困难的一个事情。
But to confirm God's leading for us is not an easy thing.
我们可能靠一个很有名的先知，但是你不一定遇到哈。
You might want to seek the advice of a famous prophet, but you might not be able to get to meet him.
但是我一想，如果我每做一个决定都要去找先知呢，那我就变成算命啊，去找算命。
But so he felt that if before you your next step you have to seek the advice of a prophet, then it's like something like going to a fortune teller.
所以我比较舒服、比较接受的是一个群体，还有我们都相信。都熟读圣经的一个群体。
So he prefers to believe in a group who is all believers in Christ and who is a group that he is more comfortable with.
所以我们可以确定神的带领就是我们有一群的人一起祷告，然后寻求神的意思。
So with this group of people, they can pray together to seek God's direction.
我17岁信主，然后我就奉献做传道人。
And after he accepted Christ when he was 17 years of age.
所以很多教会的人会觉得，哇，他是不是太冲动了？
So at that point of time, he wanted to become a pastor, but the church people might be thinking, is it an impulsive decision on his part?
所以这个过程就是要确认是不是神对我的这个带领。
And so this process is something to help him confirm whether this is God's direction for him.
所以我的牧师就来找我谈哈。
So his pastor came to him and talked to him.
我怎么确认你这个呼召是从神而来的呢？
So how do you confirm that this call is from God?
你这样吧，你读完书之后啊，如果你能够读到最高，读到大学啊，读完大学之后，你在社会里面做工四年，如果四年之后你还想奉献，那就确认你是上帝的带领。
So the pastor told him to continue his studies, and then if he's good at it, he should go on to university. And then after that, he should go out to work for 4 years. And after 4 years, if he still felt led by God, then that can confirm God's direction for him.
那我没有去读大学，我就进入社会工作。
But he didn't go to university, he went to work.
在四年里面，我有很多的反反复复的思想。
And during these 4 years, his thinking there were a few changes during this period of time.
到底我当时候是不是太冲动，还是真的是神的呼召？
Sometimes he will feel that. Oh, he might be too impulsive. Other times, he felt led by God.
当我工作四年之后呢，我的母会就写信来叫我回去教会服事，然后他们安排我去神学院。
So after the 4 years of working, his home church wrote to him, asked him to serve in the church, and then they will arrange for him to study theology.
我都差不多忘记我 当年讲什么话，然后他们都还记得。
For himself, he felt that he already forgotten what he said, but the church still remembered.
所以我们就看见我就看见神的带领是透过牧师，透过弟兄姐妹他们的祷告来跟我自己来对证。
So he saw that God's leadership is actually through the pastor, through the church, through brothers and sisters praying together.
所以我觉得在我们决定的时候，我们可以选择一群熟读圣经有灵命成长的人，我们一起的祷告，我们寻求神。
So he felt that to confirm God's leadership, we should gather together with a group of mature Christians, pray, and then seek the Lord's direction.
我们相信每个人都有圣灵，所以我们也相信我们可以从圣灵领受不同的看法。
And he believed that each one of us has the Holy Spirit, and we can let the Holy Spirit lead us in the direction that God desires.
那我们过去三个月，我们长职部就在寻求神的神教会的意向使命跟我们的价值观。
And so over the past 3 months, the new board has been thinking of the church core values, the vision and mission for the church.
我们不是靠一个人，我们是靠一组的人来寻找。
We do not seek alone, we seek together as a group.
那么也确认出来的也是神给我们的带领。
And we can confirm that the decision is led by God.
我们是建立一个圣洁恩慈和合一的教会荣耀神的教会。
And this is our mission statement, to be a holy, loving and united church that glorifies God.
我们有几个的core values 就是依靠神
And we have six core values: to depend on God, to excel, to have integrity, to be humble, to have passion, and to grow the relationship.
那这些都是透过一个神，透过这个主的人来给我们的说话。
And all these things God's confirmation to this group of people.
这就是我们的教会。
And this is our church.
门前有一个很大的 van.
There's a big van in front of the church.
那这是不是你的家呢？
Is this your home?
所以这是神给我们的。
And this home is given to us by God.
我们也有不同的群体，我们有做华文的工作。
And we have different groups. We have the Chinese.
我们刚刚有三位洗礼。
Recently, we have 3 elderly who were baptized.
那我们希望我们教会除了礼拜天人来这里，也希望有其他的活动，你也可以参加，好像我们的书法班。
And besides coming to church on Sundays, we also have other activities like calligraphy on a Monday afternoon.
那英文部也可以想想你们有其他有趣的活动啊。
And the English congregation can also think of interesting events.
我们贡献教会不限年龄，苏博士已经86岁，他还在贡献啊。
When we observe the Lord, we are not
这个拉二胡的是朱老师哈，是北京这个音乐学院的一个专业的老师哈。
And the one who is playing the 二胡 is from Beijing, and he is a very accomplished 二胡 master. Even Dr. So, who is 86 years of age, he is still committed to serve in the church.
朱老师他中风了，他是没有中风，他更厉害哈。
朱老师he had a stroke, but after he had a stroke, he became even better.
中风之后还能够拉二胡，那个更厉害，你知道吗？不知道。
更厉害。
还有这个厉害，这个。这个会抖的。所以教会还是多才多艺哈，所以。
So we can see that we have many talents in the church.
所以愿上帝祝福大家。
May God bless all of you.